Corby, Danny, I have a question for you. Because about an hour ago, maybe two, I was standing on what I consider to be the most significant piece of American soil that is not part of like a war or a monument or something like that. Like something happened there. And you absolutely know where I was because I have family in town, and it's the same place everybody goes at this time.
Is that that thing in South America?
No, Danny, it's not. But I was there, by the way, surrounded by people that look like they're from all over the world. They go visit there as well.
Were you on the street, or were you in Dealey Plaza?
I was on the grassy knoll. The other three from the party did have to go stand on the X and then looked like they cheated death as the traffic light turned. And then they all scurry out of the way as cars have no patience for people standing there. But what other place would there be in the, let's say, the continental 48?
American history as far as like a spot.
Like if you said this happened here. Is that number one on the list in all of the 48? The only other one that seems to make sense, but this feels like recency bias, would be the World Trade Centers up there in New York. Although, yeah. You know what? I think that stands any sort of recency bias. But
then you have to weigh, is one president dying at the hands of a gunman, does that equal a couple of thousand that died literally on live television in the other most horrific attack that we've ever had on these soils outside of Pearl Harbor.
And that, again, not belittling.
I know, but a
sitting American president as part of a parade in a back of a convertible.
I agree. There is a discussion.
And is there something else that should be in the conversation? I guess Lincoln. Maybe in
Nebraska?
Ford Theater?
Oh.
No, not when they...
Just the city of Lincoln, Nebraska.
No, that wouldn't be significant enough to stand there. But is that the place? Like, what else compares to it?
Mount Rushmore? I don't even know.
That's man-made.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking about an event.
Or is it?
No, I think... I'm pretty sure that's man-made.
The Alamo?
Okay.
That's pretty big.
But now we're talking wars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you want to allow those in, maybe you have to talk about Appomattox or Gettysburg or Bunker Hill or something like that. So maybe that needs its own.
I think you're right. I think that there are two. It is the World Trade Center or where they used to stand and this. And there really is no argument. I'm trying to think of something in California.
What about...
But you know what? California was kind of, they were a late comer as a state, and not much wildly controversials happened there outside of mudslides and fires and
earthquakes.
Things like that. Earthquakes, yeah.
What about
stuff that happened at the Chateau Marmont?
The spot where the Dez catch happened.
That wasn't a catch, Bob.
So you're talking Lambeau Field in general.
Well, the south end zone. I also where Bart Starr went in the Ice Bowl, probably.
Okay.
Same end zone?
You tell me.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I should know that. I think it is. I'm going to say it is.
In my brain, it looks like the opposite. Like the camera was on the other side of the field.
There's no way they could have moved cameras in 50 years.
No.
He's right.
Yeah, you were standing on it. Okay, here's the other thing, and I always say this to people who are coming in town, and I'm sure you've had people, Danny, family come in town, and I have too, that you take over there and you go to the 6-4 Museum and all that. Even though it is for sure the number one tourist attraction here, I still think it's underplayed and underrated.
Because it's weird. Like, it's an attraction.
What, did you feel sad down there?
No, until the dude on the street corner is trying to show you autopsy photos for $9.95.
Yeah, that's weird.
And he accepts Venmo.
They do, by the way.
I'll take whatever, man.
So do homeless people.
The parking guy would not accept a 20. He wanted either exact change or a credit card. And so
did the family members, did they all appreciate where they were, or was it like, boring?
No, I think...
Your city sucks.
I think they wanted to see it. We can find out from Bill in a couple hours, I suppose. But it is his wife, born in what year, would you say? 1980, she's already looking at the dates on everything as that's when my parents were born.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is a decade before I was born, so I can get that. But, yeah, every passing year. In fact, I believe they had shirts in the gift store that were commemorating the 50th anniversary now of going to the moon, which they have attached to JFK because he, of course,
launched the space
wanted
program.
Everyone to go to the moon.
Not everyone.
And so that's 50.
One day we will colonize the moon.
57 years later.
Are you sure we went to the moon?
No.
I am.
I'm not either.
I'm willing to say I'm sure.
Well, you're just confused about the height difference between...
It would be easier to get to if my calculations were correct.
Right. We all would have been on the moon by now.
All right. Well, send in your rankings.
And your resumes.
On top five places that you can stand in the United States. By the way, without charging admission even. That's a freebie.
That's true. Did you go to the museum?
We didn't have time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So I said, there's the window. There's the X. You want some ice cream?
He's clearly not from here.
We have a first in the world of sports.